So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. We're in the new institute here in Nina in North Tip. Well, that surely must be a historic opening to Down Your Way over all of those years. Certainly never introduced a program like this. Tony Seymour, we're here at the Snooker Club here in Nina. What a beautiful place, and what an opening to our program. A historic opening, you're going to tell me.
It is, actually. It's a piece of music we all kind of all grew up with back in the 1980s, 1990s, when we, I suppose, my age group, you know, sort of 40s, 50s. We'd come home from school and snooker would be on, you know. We only had RTE and BBC back then, so snooker was on around just when we came home from school, around 4 o'clock, and that's how I got interested in the game, you know. So
that's the piece of music that the BBC played.
That's the piece, yeah. I think it was Pot Black,
yeah.
Back then, yeah. So,
and it was really well played by Dave tonight.
Oh, brilliant, yeah, fantastic.
Come on, let's hear it for Dave.
Of course, I just want to say as well, Dave is part of our All-Ireland winning B team this year as well in Killarney. So we have lots of people with talent here in this club outside of snooker as well. So just want to say that. Yeah.
The success story, since I was here last probably 10, 15 years ago, that place looks immaculate.
Yeah,
and it is immaculate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're very, very proud of, you know, what we've accomplished, I suppose, over the last 10, 15 years. Thanks to Leader as well, actually, for we managed to get ourselves a grant back in 2019. And I think it was about 78,000, 105,000 in total. And we put it directly into this club itself and managed to get it up to, you know, competition standard. Over the last couple of years, and we're building on that as well, you know. So we're very proud.
Snooker is a sport that many of us are kind of love and like to play, or if we could play.
Yeah.
But looking at the lads here, it's just magic to watch.
Oh, it's brilliant. We're so lucky. We have such a dynamic club. But I mean, we have won a lot, I suppose, over the last 10, 15 years as well. And just this year alone, we've won 2 Munster titles and an All-Ireland B Championship as well, and 11 Munster titles in total over the last, I suppose, 20 years, Brennan? Yeah. And 5 All-Ireland titles. The first one was back in 2008, and this year we won a Premiership All-Ireland title last year, and a B obviously this year as well. So, and of course, you know, between, you know, Brendan winning 6 Irish titles, Tom winning an Irish title, David Hogan winning, you know, a European title. And, of course, goes all the way back to Jack Ayres in 1930s. You know, he won 6 Irish titles, you know, in billiards and snooker as well. So we have great tradition.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great story, really. And you're the envy of other clubs across the country.
Well, we are, yeah, and we have a great committee here in the club, very dynamic. We do a lot of fundraising just to keep the club in the conditions that we need for competition and for the other club members and all that sort of thing as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you played yourself over the years, Tony?
I know, I play, yeah. I play. I'm more involved now with the club than actually playing itself at the moment, but I love the game, yeah, and I try and come in as often as I can, you know, for a couple of hours. It's a great way to pass the time, you know. So
Getting back to the story of the new institute, how did that get its name and where did it come from?
I suppose I've always known it as the new institute snooker club. Brendan, maybe you might know a little bit more about, or actually TJ, who is he would know a little bit more about how long that name is around, as long as I know.
It's here in the centre of Nina.
Yeah, it is.
So people are coming into Nina, coming by the Abbey Steelworks and Abbey Ironworks and all that kind of thing, and you'll get there.
Yeah, it's very, very centrally located. We're very lucky to have a car park right across the road as well. It's easily accessible from the middle of the town as well as outside of the town as well, yeah.
What about the Youth Academy here?
We established the Youth Academy back in, I suppose, 2019. Myself, Brendan and Mark Walsh, we went to Gloucester to do a world snooker coaching course. And we established the academy soon after that. And it's going strong now at the moment. Focuses, you know, towards fun and keeping them interested and keeping the club going, I suppose, you know. But it's going very well at the moment, thank God, yeah.
Tony Seymour, it's a real pleasure. Yeah, you have a lot of lads to get through. Thanks for sending out to us and down your way.
Thanks, Simon.
Beautiful group of musicians, five of them in total, from Nina School, from the secondary school, after celebrating the Hearty Cup and all of that. So you'd still have to play music, lads, and enjoy yourselves.
Oh, yeah, good bit, no, yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Cahill Slattery.
How you doing, Cahill? What's your
name? Dermot Slattery.
How you doing?
Ben Kerwin.
How you doing, Ben?
Alex Lay.
Kieran Brennan.
Lovely, lads. Were you going to play a little bit of one or two tunes? Is that it? Okay, it's in your own time. Here we go. We're here in the new institute, Snooker Club, here in Nina. We're back just after days. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here at the Snooker Club here in Nina. TJ's with me. How are you doing, TJ?
Not too bad.
Good to be here, father figure of this place.
I suppose, for my sins.
Yeah, absolutely. TJ, I don't know, look at, you've been great memories of here.
I have, yeah. But the only thing we didn't do was win the World Championship. We did everything else.
Well, you went close enough to it, I suppose.
We did, yeah. Brendan was beaten in the semi-final.
Yeah. This was the story. Did you go to see all them big games at the time, did you?
No, yeah, a lot of them, yeah. We went to Scotland and England and what team, like, you know.
Yeah.
Good times. They're still even better the way things are going now. There's a lot of money after being spent and you can see the outcome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I think so.
It's
a great committee at the moment. Very strong committee.
A proud snooker club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have all the... Brendan has the record, and we won the first snooker and billiards championship as well. Jack Ayers won the first one in 1929-30, that sort of time, like, you know.
Yeah.
And you were asking about the new the institute.
How we got it
in the old days, it was the Literary Institute, and... the men used to come down, the paper was here, there was a reading room, and the paper was there bought every day, and there was a fire lit for them, and it was a gentleman's club back then, like. And in the 70s then, we had a priest here, Father Sheedy, Lord mercy on him, and he decided, like, the youth was going strong at that time, and it was decided that they were going to turn it into a youth club. Mm-hmm. So they got Anko on the job, and Anko did the work, like. And how I got the job was I was the foreman with Anko.
Oh, lovely.
So when it was finished, then they asked me to take over, and I took over as caretaker then. Like. And the snooker went the strongest then, so it eventually, like, it was kind of identified. We renamed it the New Institute. And it took over as the identity of the place was the snooker, like. But there was squash here at the time, and there was basketball here, you know, at the same time, like, you know.
Tell us, just kind of final question to you, what did the gentlemen's club do?
They were just the gentlemen to come down. It was a gentleman's club at the time. There was four or five of them in Nina, like.
Yeah, what were they up to? They weren't the Andre guy, were they?
No, they were the tradesmen weren't even in it. I think it was mostly shopkeepers and solicitors and like that, like, you know.
Oh my God. Them days are gone.
Oh, they are, yeah. Everybody is welcome.
Absolutely. Terrific. TJ, it's a real privilege to have you on Down Your Way.
Right, thank you.
No bother. That was TJ O'Donnell. Come on, let's hear him. Brendan, how are you doing, Brendan?
How are you, Eamon?
He's in great form up there.
Absolutely. Brilliant form. Loves being down here. Loves talking about snooker.
Doesn't he, though?
Yeah, he does. He's always wanting to find out how the man beside me is getting on. He never worried about me. He's always saying, how's Tom getting on?
Yeah, super story to tell, haven't you?
Me?
Yeah.
About snooker?
Yeah.
Myself?
Of course.
I'm sure I don't know about myself, but sure. The club is fierce important to me. My own story. Yeah, this year I done okay. I won an Irish championship for a sixth time, a couple in a row. Delighted to do it. But you'd be brought back down to Earth Fair quick. You come down here for a practice in the evening. The lads would be looking at you and you'd be getting away with nothing. But that's the way we are. Absolutely brilliant. But there's way more talent in the place now than just me. We've brilliant players throughout.
Absolutely. What's it like facing whatever in an Irish final? Now, would you be kind of shivery beforehand or would you be shaken? Or is it a game that you don't shiver at?
Sure, if you're not nervous, you probably wouldn't play as well. There needs to be a bit of nerves there. But everybody down here, and including myself, and I know I've had a little bit of success, but we work hard, always put the hours in. The lads here for Killarney, for anything, everybody works hard. Even see Patsy there, Patsy will be here at 7 o'clock in the morning having a practice. But everybody puts in the hours down here. I've got a good work ethic. Back in the years for Tom coming in, I come in from school here and I'd be bothering him turning on the cartoons on the telly. Tom be trying to get rid of me, but practicing 4 or 5 hours a day then to win Irish events, and it kind of led from there for me, and I put the work in, and lucky enough I've got a bit of success out of it.
Did you turn professional for a little while?
Did, back in, which is not sure the year now, I think it was 09 and 010. Not good enough really, probably. I'd done the work, done all the practice. It was a little bit difficult then, it was only a 1 year card, but I gave him the best go, probably not good enough, but look, sure, I had a go at it.
Sure, when you see some of the lads today, you know, I nearly beat some of them myself.
I know, like, sure, I could take them on, definitely, yeah, but yeah. Moving to England, I don't know about that. But, yeah, no problem, I'd take them on right here now. If they were here, walked in the door, I'd give any of them a good game.
Absolutely. Look, it's a real pleasure to meet you. And, in fact, congratulations, because you've done the parish and the county proud.
Thanks very much, Eamon, but someone that the name might stick out, but the club here is the real success story. They're absolutely brilliant. And Tony was talking to you earlier on, a little bit modest himself. He's won back-to-back All-Irelands the last 2 years in the B Championship and the A Championship. He said earlier on he just plays a small bit. He plays more than a small bit.
Yeah, everybody modest around here. Believe you me, it's a lovely place and fantastic to be here.
Thanks very much, Eamon.
Brendan O'Donoghue, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Gleeson, we go back a while.
We go back a long time, Eamon, don't we? Yeah, a long, long time. A long, long time.
Good to see you. I remember going down to Callow to see you one time. I can't remember what year, but my God.
I think
you won
it was
the championship, didn't you?
I won it in 95, long time ago. But I think you came down with me 1 year, yeah. I think it was around 2000, 2001 maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you came down for the weekend, so you got to have a look.
Yeah, have a look and see how you looked.
Yeah, behind the scenes, you've seen what was going on down there. Yeah. Good buzz.
Serious buzz.
Very good, very good now.
Trendon, noble guy. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah. You know, he talks about the Institute there, but I think the Donoghue name will stand out here for a long, long time to come, you know. Absolutely, yeah. It's 40 years I'm coming down here.
40 years?
This year. And I remember the first night I walked in, 13 years of age. Never forget. That's when it all started, Eamon.
You know, a kind of a young lad off the street, really, for the most part, wasn't it?
That's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. My mum wanted me off the street, so there's no better place to come than down here. She knew I was safe down here. She used to come down. She came down one night, 1 o'clock in the morning. She's knocking on the window. She says, you know, you have school the following morning. So I just got carried away practicing. You know, he couldn't get me off the table back then. Yeah. But good times, yeah, good times.
And even in today's world, to get young lads off the street, it's a brilliant idea, the idea to come in here. And the discipline that's here is just unreal as well.
Absolutely fantastic, sure. You have everything here, you know what I mean? Once you're off the street and you have yeah. You couldn't ask for more here. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of snooker clubs closing down around the country at the moment. But this is getting stronger and stronger, the Institute.
Yeah, because you have the management behind it. That's why it's getting stronger.
Absolutely. You have a good committee here as well. You know, everyone looks after one another. Plus, you have great players that play one another here. You know, you don't... Back when I came on the scene, I had to travel to play good players. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it be Limerick, Cork, Dublin. I remember getting the bus up to Dublin to practice with good players, but now you have such good players coming in here now, is you don't have to travel, and that's a big thing, you know.
What do you remember about 96 and winning the Irish Championship?
95. What do I remember? Not much. I had lost the final the year before, in 94, and that hurt big time. So I said, I just had to go back and put in more hours, you know, and that's what I did, and thank God it all went right the following year. Yeah. You know, yeah.
And you brought the cup down to my place at one stage.
That's right, I think I brought the cup down to your place a couple of nights, and it was a great excuse for a session, wasn't it?
Wasn't it, no.
It was a good excuse. I think that cup went everywhere. I think it went back battered and bruised and errant by the time I had to give it back, but it done the travels, didn't it?
Yeah, it's some celebration, there's no question.
Mm. Yeah.
Tom, look, it's a real pleasure to have you on Down Your Way again, and... Okay, and it's a great pleasure to be here as well with all you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's good to have you here. Good to have you here. Good.
Tom Leeson, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take another break. We're back in Nina, North Tip, just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're at the Snooker Club here in Nina, in North Tip. Well done, lads, from the secondary school here in Nina. Well done. Congrats. And indeed, congrats again on the whole story of the hurling this year. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Jim Shannon is my name.
How are you doing, Jim?
I'm not bad. The first time I entered the club, I received a very warm welcome here with my son, Ian. Mm-hmm. And I became a part helping out. I don't play snooker myself, but I'm very fortunate to be able to help out with the fundraisers that we do here. And the support I get is absolutely tremendous. And we usually partnership with someone to help another cause. When we're doing a fundraiser, our ideas here is not for ourselves alone, but to help another organisation or another club as well.
Okay, that's a good idea.
In the last couple we have done, we have gone with the CBS primary, secondary, and we're looking at a new one now for someone else as well to help another worthy cause. Yeah, so that's what we do. Thank you, Eamon.
Good to be with us on the programme. Eddie Ryan, how are you doing, Eddie?
Eddie Ryan. I'm on the committee here. I was roped in by Patsy Farrell years ago to come down and give a hand, and I can't get out since. I'm locked in. Huh? I'm looking around here, all these young fellas, they were children when I was brought down by Patsy, and now they're all men. Most of them have All-Ireland titles, and they're a great bunch of lads. And as Brendan said here, the talent here is unreal. And it was mentioned down in Killarney when the boys went to All-Ireland. All our team, our home base, they were born and bred in this club, and they play for this club and happy to play for this club. So just see the boys there, and every one of them have progressed well.
I
Okay. And maybe they'd take over from me and the committee and let me out. not likely, though.
Thanks, Eddie, for that. We'll pop over to see Patsy. Responsible for a lot, Patsy. How are you?
Good evening. How are you, Eamon?
Not so bad at all, yeah.
And welcome.
It's good to be here once again, yeah.
Yeah, thanks very much. Just listen to Eddie talking there about our youth in the club. Yeah, it's tremendous to see these young fellas hitting the high standards and bringing back titles to the club. We're very proud of them, and we're looking with our academy that we're running at the moment, which is a great job by Tony, and the lads are doing great work with the youth, and Nessa over there as well. We have a lady helping out there every Friday night with us, Paddy Kelly's wife. So we're delighted to have them, and we're delighted to have all these youngsters coming into the club, boys and girls, let me say, not just alone boys.
The last time I was talking to you or chatting with you, we were playing up in Carlo, were you?
We're in Carlow, and we were travelling over to Leeds then.
What did you?
Yeah, over to for the
All Ireland, wasn't it?
Home Internationals.
How'd you do?
We got runner ups to England. England had a very strong team. Nigel Bond was playing on the team. He could do anything he wanted. Like, he had 135 in one of the games over there on a Friday night. Tremendous player. Lovely to watch him playing.
Yeah, but we have a lot of lads here. Lovely to watch as well.
Oh, yeah, just the talent here in the club. Once you start naming names, you start leaving people out, and that's. Yeah. But we have an awful lot of top class players here, and it goes back to the early days when you heard TJ talking about the institute, the old institute. Like, when I first came in here as a junior, like a 13 or 14, I was just saying to the lads here sitting down that the gentlemen in the night time were wearing their ties and shorts. It wasn't just a polo shirt or an old jumper turn on. It was a very respectful and mannerful game to be involved in, and it. We got corrected if we were out of place as well. Then, in them times, you come in after school and you were going home at 6 o'clock because it was adults only after that. And as you progressed in standard, you might be left in for an hour and someone might give you a bit of coaching and help along the line. And then if you stepped out, you were going home.
Okay. Patsy, great discipline here. Hello. Hi, how's this lady? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did somebody tell me you were a referee or have been coaching or whatever?
Yeah, I've refereed snooker, I suppose, you know, and have come up here to the club, and they've always made me feel so welcome up here, and it's a real community based spirit, you know. And I know Patsy was alluding to the youth, but it's, you know, it's non-discriminatory across the ages, so from old to young. It's fantastic to see everybody playing and playing at such a high standard.
How difficult is it to be a referee, because you're kind of concentration 100% all the time?
Well, you've got the best seat in the house, I suppose, you know, so when you're there, you have to concentrate. And it's not that difficult. It depends on the players, I suppose, really, you know.
So would you referee down here with the lads?
Yeah, I haven't been up now in a while, but I will come back up. It's it's really lovely to come up here to, you know, to be able to referee, and, you know, everyone is so welcoming, and it's a great club to referee in.
Good to be with us on the programme.
Thank you.
That was Breda. Thanks very much, Breda. Now we call up with Nessa. How are you doing, Nessa?
Good, thanks.
Good to be with us on the programme. Tell us the role that you play here in the club.
I'm the children's officer here for the club. Okay. So my two daughters, Nisha and Brona, they're 12 and 7. They started with the academy, following in their father's footsteps, Paddy. So we come down on a Wednesday night, now a Friday night, every Friday at 7 p.m. So I come down and give a hand. I can't play snooker, but I can tell everyone what they're doing wrong.
Okay. Do the girls like it?
The girls love it, yeah. They adore it. The two play, so, and Lauren does, Brendan's daughter as well, so the three girls come down, and there's a few other girls have started, and each week now we've more numbers in common every Friday for the academy, so it's brilliant.
Absolutely. So they have coaching here as well and all that?
They have, yeah. Tony and Brendan and Patsy help out, and last year Mark Walsh was helping the girls as well, and the boys here. Yeah.
Good to be here, and thanks to Sarah.
No,
Seamus Harty's with me. Seamus, how are you doing?
I met you before, Eamon.
Yeah, I suppose you did. Probably down here.
No, I didn't. I met you at the funeral one night.
Oh my God.
It was a bad place to meet anybody.
It wasn't enough.
But I'm coming down here since I was 10 years of age, and that's 67 years ago, which is a long time. Mm-hmm. And I remember coming down here as a child, and as a child, there was great discipline here, because Nina, at the time, there was a lot of people living in the town. They were living in the streets of Nina. They were living in the lane outside here, in Abbey Lane, and Abbey Lane and Friar Street, Kennan Street, which was Barrack Street at the time. And it was great discipline from the point of view that we were all kids at the time. And at the time, we had no central heating. But the man in charge down here was a man by the name of John Joe Ryan. And John Joe had a big fire here at night time. And there was no central heating in the houses at the time. And John Joe had a big fire. A lot of the old guys came down. They were sitting around the fire and they were chatting and talking there at night time. And as a young fella, if you did anything out of the way with the old guys around, you were in trouble straight away.
you could be let go, type of thing.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. The facilities are very good here. And it's something that we've always been looking at. Mm-hmm. And always looking for our next step on facilities. And, unless you have good facilities, you will not have a good club. And the same applies to shopkeepers. Unless they have good facilities, they will not be good.
Can you remember the first top player that you had here?
Well, I was here when Jack Ayres was coming down. No, he was an older person at the time. Yeah. Jack Ayres was, he was an Irish champion back in 1929. Mm-hmm. And it was a pleasure to be watching him playing. He was a highly skilled player. But Billers was the game at the time. And he played, he was brilliant to watch. He made very big breaks, 50s, 100s, and that type of thing. Mm. And he was a great champion. And he could have been champion a little bit more often. But I believe for a good number of years then, he didn't play in the Irish Championship.
OK. So it's a joy came to meet up with those guys over the years, wasn't it?
That was a joy. And it's a joy meeting all the...
And now the new players, Brendan and Tom, all those lads, several more.
Well, the club is developing the whole time. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at the younger players particularly coming in. Mm-hmm. And it's the older players, the academy, as Tony mentioned. Yeah. That's a great facility because unless you teach the young players the skills of the game itself and the disciplines of the game, that is the lifeblood of the club, and the club has to go forward in that direction.
It's a real pleasure having you on down your way, and congratulations and the support you've given to the club and all of that. Thank you very much. Yeah. Got over two brothers here, Noel and Mark. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Aaron, yourself.
No, Gleeson, how are you doing, Mark?
Not too bad now, I am.
We got to say, playing there earlier. Absolutely class to watch.
Yeah, sure. We've been playing nearly 12 years now, I say, we're nearly coming down here. So okay. We're 20 and 23 now. So, we love it, So the lads are very good to us as well, like Brendan and Tony and Patsy. And sure, Patsy was the first person I remember anyway walking in and Patsy being here. So then we got to know all the rest of them, and sure, they've been great to us, really. So.
You would miss a night, would you? Would you be down every night?
No, I try to get in now, go a few nights a week, get to practice in, because we'd head abroad to tournaments now, kind of. Well, you have to go around Ireland to qualify in the national tournaments. And then if you qualify for them, you go over abroad playing kind of home internationals and then European championships, world championships. So that's kind of the goal every year, to qualify to get abroad. So
this all costs a lot of money, travelling and all that stuff.
It does, yeah. No, the club are great now. They give you a bit of sponsorship when you're heading away to kind of help you, and you get a bit of money off the organisation, SBI, Snooker Billers Ireland. A lot of it now is you have to fund your own way. That's probably the toughest part of it, trying to, we'll say, make it or whatever, because, it's kind of down to yourself to get abroad, and then there's a bit of pressure on you to do well to kind of keep it going. So, but yeah, no, the club are great now to kind of help you find your feet heading over.
Look at the facilities that you have here.
Exactly, yeah. I suppose we renovated the place maybe a year or two ago, and it's top class facilities now. Even the table there, what they call it, the pro table, that'd be the next thing to kind of the tournaments we'd be playing abroad. Mm. So it's great to have these facilities to kind of prepare you heading. Okay.
Did you have to kind of book in beforehand for a match and stuff like that?
Yeah, you would. There's always lads down here, in fairness. It's great to see, because it's not as popular as it used to be, when we'd be hearing stories, lads would be going to tournaments back in the 80s and the 90s, and there'd be nearly 100-150 lads playing. But it's hard to get young lads playing. But the club are doing a great job now trying to get lads playing. But it's brilliant, really. Yeah.
What are you looking ahead going forward in the club and for yourself personally?
We've been very lucky now. We got in at a good time. We've been very successful with the club. Brendan and Tom there, they're the best players that nearly ever come out of Ireland, not to mind Nina. It's great to look up to them. They're brilliant, and it's great to even play on teams with them and win Ireland or Irish championships and or All Irelands and Munsters with them. So, the goal is just to keep playing anyway and keep plugging away and making the club more successful, really. So that's the plan.
Northern Mark, it's a real pleasure having you down your way. Every success into the future. You're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. We've been talking about snooker for the past three sections of the programme. We've moved on to the country markets and we're still in the snooker hall. How are you?
Not too bad.
My name is
Alice.
How are you doing, Alice?
I'm grand, thank you.
And this lady?
Una.
How are you doing, Una?
Good, thank you very much.
Good to be here.
Nice to see the...
It's a beautiful place here, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous, yeah. It's well kept. Fantastic. Absolutely.
Tell me about the country markets and what's it doing for you?
Well, we hold the country market every Friday out in the hall attached here to the Institute. It's in Nina now for 60 years. It's part of a national organisation started by a lady called Muriel Gahan. Mm-hmm. It was for country people to sell surplus eggs and vegetables, etc. It grew out of that. They started up in the lecture hall, which was up in the street, and then they moved to Dunbuire, and they came down here. When did we come down here, Betty? In 1990, I think. Okay. We're here since.
So where do you get all the food? You say country markets, all country?
Yeah, we have a number of local producers, mostly within maybe 15, 20 miles of Nina. Mm. They supply us with everything from vegetables, honey, cakes, biscuits, jam, jellies, flowers as well.
Do they have their own stands here?
No, it's all the one market. They have a number and they bring in their stuff and we have a controller who checks it all in and then we sell it and we pay the producers once a month and then the national organisation gets their cut, of course, and we're covered by their insurance, etc. And it's a great market, yeah. Uh-huh. We're well supported by the Nina people. And have been for 60 years.
Yeah, do you have many members, Alice?
We have a good, about a dozen members at the moment.
Okay.
Some of them are seasonal. Mm-hmm. You mightn't see them only in the summer months.
Okay.
But most of us are all year round. Okay. We close for the month of January and the rest of the year then we're every Friday morning at 8 o'clock.
Every Friday, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, yes.
So would you just ring it in at 8 o'clock or would you have them in for the night before?
No, they'd come in mostly at 8 o'clock or before at 7:30. Betty's sometimes here at 7:00.
Okay, so there's kind of a Christmas and all that, you'd have Christmas cakes, all that kind of stuff.
All that kind of thing, and Christmas table centres and arrangements, and I grow fresh garden flowers that we sell every week in the market as well, along with everything else.
Does everybody be racing for early potatoes when they come out in June?
They're a great draw altogether, absolutely, yeah. Betty Gleason is the best potato grower, and they're waiting for them patiently.
How do you mark the price and all that kind of thing?
You gauge them from the shops around and try and be a bit...
So Betty's here behind. How are you doing, Betty?
I'm good, Eamon.
Good to be here. And you have your own garden, have you?
We have our own garden, yeah. We grow the vegetables, carrots and all that, and potatoes and all that sort of thing.
Okay. There's a lot of intensive work with your hands, isn't
there? There sure is.
Yeah.
Especially...
Labour intensive.
With weather conditions as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you have your own machine for the gardens, have you?
We have, yeah. We have some machinery anyway. Most of it by hand and...
Okay,
by fork and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Biggest problem, of course, is probably weeds, is it?
Weeds. That's the biggest problem, even. We kept going pulling weeds.
Yeah, and of course, the weather is kind of difficult.
That's
so
it, very
you love this country market, do you?
Yeah, I do. It's a social outing every Friday anyway, but it's a lot of hard work goes into it.
Yeah, like getting it ready for the Friday.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so if someone comes next Friday, what's so special in your lot now for next Friday?
Well, I do... Goodrich baking as well, have tarts and buns and quiches and fruit cakes and all that sort of thing.
Oh my God.
But the vegetables have kind of run out now of bare potatoes.
Yeah.
So we're hoping for the summer months again to have it.
Okay.
That's it.
Good wishes anyway.
Thank you,
Eamon. Fantastic for you.
It is, yeah.
It's a great social outlet, isn't it?
Yeah, the locals come in and they have a chat and we know them nearly all by name and,
Every week, which it must be good to keep them back every week, our customers, and it's great to see them all every week.
Absolutely, yeah. It is good.
You'd nearly miss them if they don't come in, some of them.
So people travel in from Silver Mines and all them places, Moneygall.
Even Turles.
Yeah, okay.
Even Turles come up to us.
They have a country market up there as well.
They don't have a country market.
They have a farmer's market.
Yeah, they have a farmer's market, yeah.
Which is a different thing, is it?
It is, yeah. We have head offices in Dublin and there's a lot of rules and regulations. And then the health inspector as well is a great...
Okay.
Our kitchens are inspected twice a year. And
For talking to us.
Thanks, ladies.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Eamon and John are with us. How are you doing, lads?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, good to be with us on the programme. You're squash players?
Yes, we're squash players.
Is there a squash court somewhere locally?
Yeah, the squash club is next door to part of this building.
Okay.
We have one court next door and that's where we play.
Okay, that's nice, isn't it? Just you're all intact in one unit, nearly.
Yes, it's a. I mean, the building. It's a fine building here. I mean, it's got the snooker here. It's got squash. It's got the country market. You know, it's an all-purpose building.
Sure is, yeah, yeah. And then you had the car park laid on right beside it.
Yes, yeah. So no one's ever stuck. Although sometimes on a Saturday it's hard to find a place to park, but most of the time it's we're okay, you know.
So how's the squash club going for you, Eamon?
It's going good. We put a focus in there this year. We were at a stage where the age demographic was kind of going against us, so we had about 15 members last year, so we've upgraded our facilities, and we've now 50 members, and the club is growing. We played in a Munster final against Highfield in Cork there last week. We were just narrowly beaten 3-2. We have two other teams entering Munster League, so it's going from strength to strength, and it's great to see some of the younger people coming in, and we're in awe of the facilities that they have here in the snooker club, and that's kind of our goal, is that we can kind of match what they have and have a top class facilities for people to come into.
If you have 50 members and all of that, how do you kind of decide who plays what? You have only one court.
Yeah, well, we have an online booking system, like from every evening from 5 o'clock until maybe 10. It's booked out, so you have to book your games in advance. We're just about coping, I suppose. We're nearly at our max in terms of what we could cater for. So, but listen, it's a great headache to have. Where we were maybe a year ago, we were looking at would we be viable to stay going at all. So thankfully, it's a good headache to have.
It's a good headache, yeah. And they're all members, of course. That's the main thing, yeah. You get a few quid in that way.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying membership, but I mean, a lot of that money at the moment has been soaked up with the improvements. Mm-hmm. We've put in a new shower, we've put in a new balcony, a new viewing area, and we have plans then to do the front wall, which is a big thing, obviously, in squash, and then the ceilings. Okay. So there's a lot of money spent and a lot more to be spent in the coming year, but we've done some fundraising. We had a big table quiz last week. We had 20 tables at it, which is a big table quiz, and great support.
Great success story.
A great success story.
Yeah, yeah, right under all this roof. Brilliant, with all the organisations.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
John and Eamon, it's a pleasure having you down your way.
Thanks very much, Eamon.
Good stuff. How you doing, Stephen? Stephen Shore, how you doing?
Not so bad yourself, Eamon.
Any relation to Eddie Shore?
Possibly. Yeah. All the Shores are kind of related to Nina, aren't they?
Absolutely. Tell me about pitch and putt. You don't play this game?
I do. I play this as well. I played this since I was young. I first came into the club in around 1999-2000 when TJ was over the club. Yeah. He was brilliant to us back then. We had a lot of youths back then. Everyone kind of in the town was playing snooker. And it's great. I came back after 15 years out about 3 years ago, and I played in Killarney. And I played in Killarney this year again with the D team. Yeah. It's great to be back. It's a great club to be part of. Well, and the lads are doing great work here as well with the youth academy and stuff.
Brilliant. I actually haven't seen the likes of it anywhere in the county, but I don't know what they have achieved here. But tell me about the snooker club or the pitch and putt club.
Yeah, we'd pitch and putt just out the road there. It's only 5-10 minutes from here, Riverdale Pitch and Putt Club in Nina, and we're lucky we have a great club out there. We hosted the All Ireland for the first time we were founded in 1972. And that's the first time ever, 2023, we hosted the All-Ireland, the actual senior and intermediate event. So I was lucky enough to win the senior on the Sunday. So it's the first winner of Tipperary as well ever. So
well done.
We waited 72 years for it and finally got one.
Terrific, yeah. That's a good story.
Yeah. And look, sure, we've been trying for years. I was second in 2017 down in Clonmel. So it got really close, but I think that benefited me coming through this year.
What about going forward, trending to Nina's top of the road,
the big club? Yeah, sure. Look, trying to get a few young lads going this year, and you know, we're low on juveniles and trying to get people introduced in the sport, but unfortunately there's so many sports going these days and different technologies and stuff, it's hard to get people out of the pitching, but hopefully come the summer now we'll get a few into it, and Brendan might hit a few balls as well this year.
Absolutely. We do fall to either, I'm sure.
No, Brendan will be handy enough, he played before. Yeah. And there's a few more here. Patsy Farrell is another one, handy pitch and putt player.
Listen, good. Keep it going anyway.
Thanks very much, Eamon.
Well done.
Thanks for having me.
Well done. We're back to a bit of snooker before we close down the programme. Gerald Lovett is with us. How are you doing, Gerald?
Great, Eamon. Thanks very much. Good. You're welcome to Nina again.
You scored last time I was here, probably about 15 years ago.
Yes, but I think I was here the first time you were here, which could be even longer
probably
ago again.
Probably 20 plus.
As the fellow says, things have moved on a lot here since in the facilities, and the club is absolutely flying it. As I was away for a few years and came back to it again. And just is absolutely fantastic facility. It's actually the envy of the country at the moment.
Without a doubt. I've never seen anything like it.
There's no doubt
all.
About it. And we have a very successful Nina Open here where a lot of the top players in the country come and play here. Mm-hmm. And they come here because they absolutely love the facilities. They love the welcome. Mm-hmm. They don't get conditions like this everywhere they go. Mm-hmm. And they play for a few bob and they meet all the top players here. And it's a fantastic weekend. They go out for a few pints on a Saturday night as well. And they enjoy it. You know, it's an enjoyable occasion, you know.
Yeah, the interview with all you guys tonight. And congratulations on a special place.
Thanks very much, Eamon. Pleasure to have you here.
So that's my programme for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's programme from the Nina Snooker Club. Come on, let's hear it for yourselves. So until next week, we have the boys from the secondary school here in Nina, and she's leaving them on. Here we go.